said, "Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early and go on your ways." And they said, "Nay, but we will abide in the street all night." And thou shalt gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street thereof, and shalt burn with fire the city, and all the spoil thereof every whit for the Lord thy God. And it shall be in heap for ever, it shall not be built again. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And they turned aside thither to go in and to lodge in Gibeah. And when he went in, he sat him down in a street of the city, for there was no man that took them into his house to lodging. And when he lifted up his eyes, he saw a wayfaring man in the street of the city. And the old man said, "Whither goest thou? And whence comest thou?" And the old man said, "Peace be with thee. Howsoever, let all thy wants lie upon me. Only lodge not in the street." And David went and took the bones of Saul and the bones of Jonathan his son from the men of Jabesh-Gilead, which had stolen them from the street of Bethshan, where the Philistines had hanged them, when the Philistines had slain Saul in Gilboa. "Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad." And he brought in the priests and the Levites, and gathered them together into the east street, and he set captains over war over the people, and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city, and spake comfortably to them, saying, "Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the street of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and for the great rain. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate from the morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. So the people went forth and brought to them and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house, and in their courts and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. Hatak went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of the one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man with all whom the king delighteth to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, 'Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor.'" Then took Haman the apparel and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, "Thus shall it be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor. His remembrance shall perish from the earth, and he shall have no name in the street. When I went out to the gate and through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street, the stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveler, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, 'Bow down, that we may go over.' And thou hast laid thy body as the ground, and as the street, to them that went over. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street, until all the bread in the city were spent. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. "Arise, cry out in the night, in the beginning of the watches, pour out thine heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up thy hands toward him for the life of thy young children that faint for hunger in the top of every street. How is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street, that thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place, and hast made thee an high place in every street. In that thou buildest thine eminent place in the head of every way, and makest thine high place in every street, and hast not been as an harlot
in that thou scornest hire. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times.
And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And when they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him.
And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of 1 pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.